The Julian, Claudian dynasty is what it's all about. Plots and traitors, exiles to Suetonius is wrong. Everything is fine. 30-20-10.
Salve, citizen. It is time for Triple X, Double X, Single X, where we look back at what happened in the years 30, 20, and 10 AD, as the Judean Christians call it. Those were some big years in Rome and the rest of the empire. So let's get to it with a look at what happened 30 years ago, confusingly in the year 10 AD. Here is our friend Christopher Antista.
Hot dog, 10 AD was a heck of a year in the Senate, where Publius Cornelius Dolabella and Gaius Junius Silanius were named consuls. We don't have to tell you what happened next. We all remember where we were when we heard Silanius was banished for treason against the divinity of Augustus Caesar. In the Far East, King Heliocles and the Greco-Bactrian kingdom moved his capital to Kabul Valley, abandoning the northern part of his country to northern nomads. I'm sure his satraps were furious. What's so hard about keeping order in Bactria? Meanwhile, Illyria was finally divided into Pannonia and Dalmatia, to stop this horrible Deus Acetides and Dardani from rebelling again. Speaking of things in the middle of nowhere, 2 years after being banished from Tomis, Ovid publishes Tristia, about how sad he is from being exiled from Rome, which is barely in the kingdom of Thrace anyway. Maybe he should have thought of that before he angered Augustus with his filthy poem, Ars Amatoria. Who does he think he is, Venus?
Dalmatian uprisings. They've sure got a spotty record. Get it? Because they're barbarians we conquered? That's the joke. Anyway, let's hear what happened 20 years ago. In the year 20, from the Sapphire Cerberus himself, David Rudden.
The big news this year was the trial of the century. The murder of Germanicus. Did Gnaeus Calpurnius Piso really poison him? Was it jealousy? Was it insubordination for Germanicus's orders for the legion in Syria? Was Emperor Tiberius involved? Since Piso committed suicide before the end of the trial, we'll never know. Also this year, Emperor Tiberius was spending more and more time in Campania, and power sharing with his heir apparent Drusus was making people nervous. That's why Lucius Caelius Sejanus had it so easy taking over the Praetorian Guard and ruling with Tiberius in absentia. But we'll talk about that in the next segment.
Good times. I'm so glad we've got a system in place to make sure the men who rule over 45 million people do not get power mad or wrapped up in family intrigue. We've settled this for all time. Now let's go back 10 years and hear what happened 10 years in the year 30 from Diana Homobono.
Thank you. Emperor Tiberius was moved to Capri full-time by year 30, spending his days swimming with young boys. Sejanus, as the only real consul, sided with the Julians and exiled and possibly murdered Augustus' granddaughter Agrippa the Elder, widow of Germanicus and several of her sons. By the will of Jupiter, our current emperor survived. But Tiberius somehow found out Sejanus was having an affair with his niece-slash-daughter-in-law Lavilia, who may have been part of the power grab, and ordered Sejanus arrested and executed. Elsewhere in the empire, prefect of Judea Pontius Pilate executed radical cult leader Yeshua ben Yosef, also known as Jesus Christ, for sedition against Rome. Those Judeans are so strange. For instance, this Jesus said he was the son of the one true God. Hebrews are so poor, they only have one God. How can you pray to the same God for war as you do a sea voyage? Do their priests sacrifice bulls and tend the sacred fire of Vesta? Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, isn't it? Oh, with all that craziness, you understand why we now have God Emperor Caligula to make Rome great again. He tells it like it is and has senators like Incitatus making it happen. And I hope Caligula appoints more horses like him. His plans to repeal and replace the leadership of Britannia was a great success, and definitely not him just collecting seashells on the coast of Gaul, as was reported in the fake auguries. All hail, Caligula, blessed of Jupiter, Mars, and Minerva! And now to soothe our frattered nerves in these troubled times, we will play you out with some soothing, smooth jazz.